You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary things that happen in our everyday lives and how to turn those into opportunities for success, advancement, and momentum in our lives. So this week, I want to talk about how to find your best value. And this came up, I was talking with a guy that I'm working with, and he's was trying to put together some list of the value proposition that he can provide to a prospective employer or to the people who are outside of himself. And as he was working through this, he came up with a list of skills that he has, things that he's good at. And that is often how we in the world today look at what value is. It's what are the skills that I have, the things that I can do for somebody else. And yes, that is a way of providing value, but it's not the real value that we are capable of. It's more representative of the ceiling of what we've already done compared to the potential for what we already have. And so that, as I was listening with him and talking with him, it resonated with me so much because I felt exactly the same way for a huge part of my life, where the only way that I felt that somebody would pay attention or want to be around me or value what I could do or even think of me highly as a person is if I could do something for them. And so I built this whole structure around myself and how I viewed myself in my life by valuing myself only by the things that I could accomplish, my achievements, the things that I could do for somebody else that they would see as providing benefit to them. And the thing is that there's a lot of ways to provide value and to have value in yourself without having to accomplish something for somebody else. And it took me a long time and a lot of work to get to a point where I started to be able to see and believe and understand that I have intrinsic value just by virtue of kind of who I am and what I've been through in life and what I'm able to do because I'm the only one with the perspective that I have. Not because somebody else thinks that it's valuable, not because somebody else wants something from me or wants to extract something from me. It's not a value that's provided by somebody taking something from me. It's a value that I can provide because I'm the only one that has this set of experiences, knowledge, education, whatever the things are. I'm the only one who has lived the life that I have. And that is valuable to the world. There's a reason, I believe, that we all exist, and that reason varies for each one of us. For some of us, that reason might be to build houses. For some of us, that reason might be to raise a family. To some of us, that value might be to play an instrument or a sport that provides entertainment and joy to a ton of people. And so there's a million ways that we can provide value and we can have purpose in our lives, but it's the only way that we can find that is to recognize that it's not just the doing of something else for somebody else. It's not having somebody extract their own impression of value from us that we can provide or find our highest value in the world. It's by looking inside of ourselves and looking at who we are and what we've done and what we're capable of and saying, there's something that I can do that nobody else can. And in the interim, in the short term, we may even view that ourselves. If we're being really honest and transparent, we may look at what we're doing and be thinking to ourselves like, this is not a super valuable, super useful thing to be doing. I don't know why I'm fooling myself and trying to convince myself that I'm unique and amazing and I have experiences that nobody else does and I have a value and a purpose that I can provide to the world. And so when you start with the perspective of trying to validate or measure yourself against what somebody else can take from our lives, then that is going to always limit the value that you see in yourself and the value that we can provide. But if you're willing to look at yourself in what you're capable or willing to give into the world and what you have the experience and capability to do that nobody else does, that if I give everything that I have completely to fulfilling my goals, my dreams, my purpose, that I am going to maximize value to the world in a way that I would never be able to simply by focusing on what other people want from me. That's not how our true value is defined or should be defined, but that's how we often view our value, is what somebody else wants from us. And that mindset, that way of thinking, is something that is so easy because it's normal. That's what everybody expects from us, is to just always be trying to do the things that somebody else wants us to do and to try and validate what we're doing and show how smart and capable we are or how athletic we are by doing these things that other people want us to do. And that's okay, right? It's great. It's great that you're working hard on things because you can see that somebody else wants you to do it. That it's great if it causes you to work hard to do things that you're going to get benefit from, but you're still going to be limiting yourself. You're never going to find the real true maximum capacity that you have until you start looking internally and trying to focus on who am I? Who is the person that I really bring to the game, so to speak? I have something that nobody else has because I was the only one who was born where I was born, into the family that I had, in the situation that I was in, and I'm the only one who's done everything and made all of those choices from that moment until present. I'm the only one who's done that, and that makes me completely unique. And often if we look at things in the world that people put value on, if you look at collectibles, what makes it valuable is that it's rare. What makes a diamond valuable? It's that there's a perception of rarity, that there's something that it's not everywhere. Not everybody has one. You can't just go stick a shovel in the ground and come out with a bucket full of diamonds. It's the perception or the reality of rarity that makes things seem valuable. And so if you think about what the most uncommon good in the world is, what is the most uncommon object, the rarest of the rare, that there's things from Pokemon cards that I think somebody sold one for $1 million or something recently, or there's bottles of champagne that got dug up from a shipwreck that had been preserved for hundreds of years. There are things that people pay extravagant amounts of money for because nobody else can. And so it's the rarity. What makes the paintings by the masters so valuable? Part of it is that they're just really good and interesting, but the real value is that there are so few of them and that they're so coveted because if you can get one, you're one of a very small elite crew who can have one. And so if you think about those things, that the most rare objects in the world, there's often at least two of, maybe three, maybe 100, but that still is very rare compared to 7 billion. And you are the only one that has the value proposition that you have. You're completely unique in what you have done, what you've experienced, and who you are. And that is where the real value in our lives comes from. That is where we can find the highest and best use for ourselves and for our lives as we go through everything that we do. Instead of looking at what do other people want me to do, how do other people want me to behave so I can provide the value that they want me to provide, what is the value that I know that I can provide because I know that I'm unique. I know that I have something that nobody else has. And all that I need to do is focus and work and figure out how I can give that back to the world. Because as soon as I put that unique thing into the world, I'm going to start providing new value in new ways that I never have before and that nobody else has ever seen before. And the more I can focus on that, and the more I can drill into that and work and become that value myself and focus on that, that is the way I can maximize my return to the world and that I can get the best possible outcomes, is to stop worrying and stop focusing on what other people want me to do that is valuable for them. And I need to focus on what do I have that's unique? What do I have that nobody else has? What experiences have I been through that can be useful to somebody else? What can I give because of who I am and where I am and what I've been through that nobody else has this exact sequence of things that have happened to them? And stop shortchanging ourselves, because it's easy to say, well, there's lots of people who were born in Texas, or there's a ton of people who have accounting degrees, or there's a whole bunch of people who can run a 12-minute mile. And maybe that's true, but are there a bunch of people that then add the next unique, add the next unique, add the next unique that you have in your life because of your experience, and find ways to use that to give value back instead of waiting for people to take what they want from your life, because you're always going to leave yourself shortchanged and left behind from the outcomes that you really want to achieve. And you're never going to hit that maximum fulfillment that you get from doing the things that you're called and purposed to do. So take some time this week and look at your story, look at your life, and find the things that are unique to your experience, and then find ways to share that with other people. Because as soon as you start giving that value out, you're going to start getting other people's unique value back, and you're going to see really incredible things happen in your life. That's all I got for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you listening to what I've got to say each week. If you liked what you heard, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. So get out there and find your value and start giving it to the world.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.